Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Is this the Krusty Krab?
No, this is
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I'm not a Krusty Krab.
Greetings and salutations, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Hard Rock Lunchbox, and of course, the top 20. It is not quite the Ides of March, but it's the 7th of March, 2024. Yeah, that wasn't very creative. It's okay. Definitely slipping in my older age, my advanced age, as I like to point out. I'm curious what Alabama did now. Unless this is still the same. I'm just looking in the chat here, which you can join if you want. Or you should. 99WNRR.com. Apparently Alabama can eat a bag of dicks. I don't know that they can, because I believe life in Alabama starts at the penis now. So that might actually be a crime in Alabama. Unless, of course, you're banging your sister, which, of course, is still allowed. Thank you very much, Alabama. How is everybody doing? I feel like it's been a very long time since I did a show, but it's been the exact same amount of time as always, but I feel like I've just had a lot of stuff. Whoa, hey. Wee. You're going to have to watch the top 20 next week if you want to see what I was laughing at. See, I got to start doing more stuff like that. Like just, I'll start doing stuff like, how do I do it? Like this. This is like magic tricks. I can't. I'll do video illusions and magic tricks to make people watch the top 20. Actually, I don't care. You can watch the top 20 if you want. You should watch the top 20. It's funnier. I think it's funnier than listening to it, but I guess if you already listened to it, how funny could I possibly be? You could ask yourself, how funny could I possibly be anyway? So I don't necessarily know that two times the charm, but that's me. There's so much going on in the world here. I don't even really know where to start, but I guess I do know where to start. We'll start with a little light housekeeping. And I haven't even had a chance to even look or breathe, basically. So there's a new top 20 out today. It's Stem the Bullying. I talk about the impetus for the song Aaliyah, what it means to me. That is out. It is episode 165 of the top 20, which is 166 too many episodes, if you ask me, which nobody does. But yeah, check it out. I do ponder the question of whether or not I want to shave. I don't know if anybody has watched it yet and weighed in. I'll get to the comments as soon as I can. I think we're time. I mean, I have soccer. Soccer officially starts next week, and it's still a little cold on the soccer field, so I might just leave it until it warms up a little bit. Our first game is the 17th, but we start training, hopefully, next Wednesday. We were going to do it this Wednesday, but as you know, if you're in the Northeast, it rained enough for an average-sized arc and some animals, so we opted to go for next week. But I might just leave it on while it's still cold, because it's kind of like wearing a face mask, but so that's on there if you want to weigh in. It's also our Leap Day episode, which is obviously the most important show of the year, so that's fine. Other things coming up, let's see. Andrew from Project 86 is the full interview on Bacon Is My Podcast. Discussions and Drinks, they were doing like some tastings again, which always make me laugh. So I'll probably be listening to that later if I get a chance to take a walk. I have a big meeting later today, so I don't know that I'm going to be able to walk after the show. And by big meeting, I mean important meeting, important to me. I have lots of meetings that are important to other people, but this one's important to me. The company, I think I mentioned this. Honestly, I don't even know if I did or didn't. So the company I work for was, up until a couple months ago, the largest logistics company in live sports. And we just merged with the largest company for logistics for live entertainment. So now the company I work for is the world's largest logistics company for live sports and entertainment. So that's basically every major concert tour, every major sporting event, stuff like the Olympics, the World Cup, March Madness, Taylor Swift, Pink, WWE, that kind of stuff. So I now work for that company. I am still in a department of one, by the way. Now, it's funny because the merging department, well, not really merging because I'm going to stay kind of isolated where I am, but the counter department, so the whatever, the complementary department is about 20 to 30 people. My department is actually the complement would be two departments. I am the one department all by myself, and the other one is the other one. So the one that handles, like, you know, the Windows-based stuff, but I handle all the other stuff. So there's like 10 people that do what I do over there. And I was just like, hey, look at that. It takes 10 people to do my job over there. When I tell you, I'm underpaid. But here's actually the reason it's important to me. And I think I can speak about it. I don't know that I could get in any trouble for it. And honestly, I don't think anybody from there listens to the show anyway. That's fine. But the one thing that has really been, like, really great for me so far about this merger is that the parent company is based in California. The company I work for is based in North Carolina. It's actually incorporated in Delaware, which is some shady stuff. But they're incorporated, they're based in North Carolina, and North Carolina is a right-to-work state, which is the biggest load of shit I've ever heard. And honestly, anyone that's in favor of right-to-work is so somebody that is so shady, you need to just, like, be careful of absolutely anything that person says. So, in true politics, and this is not a Republican thing, all politicians will, like, name Bill's stupid stuff. I will tell you, I don't care how good a politician is, whoever names these things, either geniuses or complete asshats, or both, or whatever, because the right to work thing, it sounds good, right? Like, everyone should have a right to work, but what it is, it's, in a right to work state, it's, you have the right to work without the fear of being unionized. I've said for years, right? Like, one of my biggest problems politically is that I have some very important issues. My top issues, like, in no particular order, are, you know, women's rights and certainly reproductive freedom, LGBTQ rights. I am not so super supportive of like, we need to throw money at everything. Like, I don't think, but having equal rights is a big deal to me, right? Like, that's a big thing. And one of the other things is labor unions. I am super pro-labor. I am super pro-labor for a lot of reasons that should be obvious to everyone, but I seem to escape people that are, like, just not as smart as they ought to be. And maybe if they were a union, they would be. There is never a downside to the employee in a union. And I can prove it by how hard management works to avoid having their unions and their employees unionize. Honestly, that's all the proof anybody with an average intelligence or more should know. So what right-to-work states do is they actually pass state laws that you, if you work in a place that unionizes, not only do you not have to join it, which is generally true anyway, but you don't have to pay dues to your union, which, that's how unions fund themselves. Unions are basically super PACs. They advocate for their members, as they should. You all know what lobbyists are, right? Lobbyists are paid millions of dollars by corporations to lobby Congress so that they get favorable outcomes in legislation. Unions do the same thing. Labor unions do the same thing. Labor unions go and they negotiate on behalf of their members to get a favorable outcome for their members. They pay people to do that. They pay lobbyists to make sure that we get real, you know, good representation in Congress, because that's important. And the rule of thumb on it is that for every 7 cents in union dues that you spend, you make a dollar more, because your salaries are negotiated. Also, your job's protected. Your benefits are better. All that stuff is better. So anyone that's anti-union is either just not understanding what it's about or is in management. Because managers don't want unions. Do you want to know why managers don't want unions? Because for every 7 cents that they pay in union dues, they make an extra dollar. Who do you think pays that dollar? Management, right? So in a right-to-work state, you can work for a company, and even if they unionize, they cannot require you to pay union dues. Basically takes the teeth out of the union, which makes them less powerful, which makes managers do it. So North Carolina is a right-to-work state, which is ridiculous to me. I didn't even know such a stupid, draconian thing existed until I was now employed by a North Carolina company. New York is not a right-to-work state. New York is actually the exact opposite of it. And, there's a lot of pluses to being in New York. For all the negatives that I could easily just list out, like, and, you know, run out of breath doing, there's a lot of positives to being in the labor force in New York. A lot of protections. Too many, honestly, to be perfectly honest. So the main advantage here for me is that the company, like, even though we merged, there's like a company that sits atop, you know. If you any fans of John Wick out there, this would be like the 12 kind of thing. The company that sits atop is based in California. California is very labor-friendly. They are very green-friendly. They are very mental health-friendly. They are very friendly to a lot of worker things because California is the sixth largest economy in the world. Not the country, the world. California is the sixth largest economy in the world, and they do things differently. Things are a little bit more expensive out there, for sure. Taxes are more expensive. Gas is more expensive. Food is more expensive. But the gas is environmentally friendly. The food tends to be non-GMO. And there is tons of support for labor unions and labor in general. So most people that work in California actually live a better quality of life than they do other places. That mass exodus you heard about, people leaving California because of taxes and stuff like that, a lot of those are rich people or MAGA people or just dumb people that just don't understand how things work. When you pay into something like Sweden, like when you interview people in Sweden, you know, they pay like some ridiculous amount of their paycheck in taxes. Like, I think it was like between like 40% and 60% of their check goes to taxes, right? Which is, you hear that as an American, you're like, oh my God. But they don't pay anything. They don't pay for any services at all, or almost no services at all, right? There's no hidden fees for this. They don't pay for school. There's no school taxes. There's no, like, that's all taken care of, right? Like, that's how, like, a socialist democracy or whatever the fuck Sweden is runs, right? So when you pay into something like that in mass, like, you actually get better results, better returns on your money. Ask any rich person. When a rich person invests in the stock market, they're getting way better deals. Like, I've been aware, and I do not have the money to kind of do this, but I'm aware of certain things, like certain funds and stuff, where you can only buy in once a year. You have to have like $500,000 to join something, and it's an incredible return. You know why it's not open to people like me that might have like an extra $1,000 every now and then? Because rich people don't want more rich people. They want more poor people so that they can control more. People never give up power and money. Like, try and let's I think we all know that. But anyway, that long ass intro. The main company that I work for, the board, is based in California. So I am getting extra days off. I get extra holidays. I get an extra 5 holidays a year. Now, 2 of which just passed, which is kind of... But it's all right. It's okay. So next year, in addition to the 6 that I was getting, which was New Year's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, I'm missing one. New Year's Day, help me out. New Year's Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Day. That's it. Those are the 6 I was getting. I did get one floating day, so if I wanted to do the Festival of Lights or Djibouti, or no, that's a country. I forget what all the other ones are. Kwanzaa, if I wanted to do that, I get one personal day. I now have an extra five. They've now given me Martin Luther King, which I can't get for this year because it's passed. President's Day, which I can't get because it's just passed. I get Veterans Day, which I really should have gotten anyway, which is bananas to me. I get the day after Thanksgiving, the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I get the day after Christmas. That's awesome. And we leave, we close up shop early on Christmas Day. No, sorry, Christmas Eve and I guess New Year's Eve. I don't know how that affects me. I really don't. And it doesn't much matter anyway, but I'll find out. But I really appreciated at least the gesture. I also get one extra personal day. And I get to loop those over. So I get to hold those over up to four personal days. And then I stop accumulating them. It's awesome. I also get 2 weeks of paid jury duty. If I, because I didn't have that before. They wouldn't pay for jury duty. So I have 2 weeks of paid jury duty now. And also, I now, my current PTO, which is 2 weeks, because I haven't been at this company as a full-time employee all that long, is now, it has gone from the 10 days, which I had 80 hours. That used to be a combination of sick days and vacation days. It is now solely vacation days, and I get an additional 7 sick days a year that I get to use if I want, or they expire. Everything else expires, which is too bad, and there's no payout, which would really work out well for me, as I said, as a Department of One. That would be super helpful for me. So, why am I bothering to tell you that? Because it's the difference between a right-to-work state that the Republicans are billing as something good for workers and an actual good-for-workers state like California. Super simple, super real-world example. And it's really just a function of, do you value your workers? Do you not value your workers? The answer is, people don't value their workers, generally speaking. And Republicans, specifically in Republican-held states, don't value their workers. They also don't value social programs. They don't value really much. They value themselves. And I'm trying to figure out why they're so hot on abortion again all of a sudden. I know, like, for a fact that, you know, a lot of Republican legislators do not care. The abortion's not a real issue to them. Most of them are men. They don't, statistically, they do not care about women's rights. I'm not saying all men. I care a lot. It's one of my top three issues, for sure. But these are things that are important that need to be explained, and very rarely are. So I'm taking the time right now to explain this very real-world example, because tonight is the State of the Union. People seem to think that Biden is doing a really bad job with the economy. I think the only thing that's still a problem, really, with the economy is inflation. Everything else is better. Unemployment is down, jobs are up, average pay is up, but it's not keeping up with inflation. And then you have to go and ask yourself, like, what is the cause of this remaining inflation? It's greed. It's corporate greed. It's always corporate greed. People are trying to blame it on labor, and yep, there's something to that. Labor costs have definitely gone up. In states like New York, we're now at like $16.75 an hour for minimum wage. That drives up costs, because instead of like something like Trader Joe's just paying their workers more money and pulling that out of corporate profits can't go down because it's a publicly traded company. Or even if it's not a publicly traded company, like the CEOs still want to make their money. Why should they have to give up some money? And so while they're making $500 million a year or whatever, they're worried about the other people making $16.75, so they jack up prices. That's where your inflation's coming from. It's not labor. Even when it is labor, it's still not labor. It's corporate greed. You don't think these companies have enough money to pay people a living wage? $16 an hour sounds like an awful lot until you realize the average apartment around here is $2,000 a month. Like, dude. So I don't know why there's no corporate tax increases coming. I don't know why there's no wealth taxes coming. I don't know why any of that stuff is. It seems to me like it would fix a lot of these things. People are always worried about Social Security. Well, if you keep taxing the rich for Social Security, then we don't have a Social Security problem. Like, I took Econ 101, right? That's about as far as I got in economics, and I can understand this stuff. This is basic, you know, how many people are putting in, how many people are taking out. So I said about Sweden, if they're all putting in and they all get super good deals on stuff like school, health insurance, because again, they don't have to pay health insurance. I told you about the time that I paid $25,000 a year for health insurance. Of course I did, because it was just last year. You don't think I would throw... I would pay $24,000 in taxes to not pay $25,000 in medical bills and insurance. Doesn't that make sense to you? Doesn't that sound like it makes sense? Wouldn't you pay less than you are right now, no matter how much it was? If I was paying $1 million a year to cover, you know, my insurance costs, I would pay $999,000. I would just pay less to have that kind of coverage. But the stunads out there on the right that keep listening to Fox News, who honestly have no interest in their well-to-do. Believe me, they don't. They said so. We know so. We've read their private emails and we've read their private texts. They know. They talk about just how stupid their audience is. Something I've been saying for years. If you're a Fox News watcher, your average intelligence is less than the American average. Like, I'll say that again. If you're a Fox News watcher, your average intelligence is less than the average American. Think about that for a second. Do you want to be stupid? Do you want to be a stunad? Well, you're doing a lot to do it, and you're doing a lot to add to that. So maybe you should stop doing that. Maybe you should learn something. Maybe you should look elsewhere for your information. It's super easy to do. And always, as I always say, just trust your gut instinct. You can see real-world examples. I just gave you one. Everybody in my listening audience has a real-world example of who actually gives a shit about them and who doesn't. It's pretty easy. So the State of the Union's tonight. Biden isn't going to say anything terribly interesting. He's going to say the economy's doing good. He's going to say Donald Trump is a threat to our democracy. He's right on both counts. He needs to get that border bill passed. That border bill passed that everybody was in agreement with until Trump said, don't pass that border agreement because you're going to hand the Democrats a win in November. Donald Trump would rather put our country at great risk with this border crisis that even Dems like me and independents like me have been complaining about for a couple of years now. He'd rather put the country at more risk just to make the Democrats look bad. When you have a political party that is interested in playing such partisan politics that they will put the country at risk just to make the other side look bad, that's somebody you don't need in office. Ever. Ever. And honestly, the pussies that are just going along with him are exactly that. It's funny, I came here and all I really wanted to talk about is how important it is, I think, to be in a band and what you strive for and what happens when you find out that your band members aren't sharing that particular same vision for you. Maybe I'll get to that later in the show. Maybe I won't. I'm sorry I talked so much about politics. It happens. But let's, when we get ourselves on to some local or sub-local or some kind of other music that's not super signed, because these are the ones out there doing the work. And, you know, I'll just see you on the other side. How's that sound?
Guy Squirt here will now give you a rundown on proper
Hard Rock Lunch Box
technique.
Good afternoon, we're gonna have a great
Hard Rock Lunch Box
today. Okay, crack a hard cup if you hit the wall. There's a screaming bottom turn, so watch out. Remember, rip it, roll it, and punch it.
It's like he's trying to speak to me, I know it.
New stuff from Roderick. Also new stuff from Pathmaker. Their album release party is going to be at the end of the month, I think. Pretty sure. I don't know any other details about it. Sorry about that. I suck, and I live outside all loops these days. So, but their record is out, and I can see it on Spotify, so I just went and grabbed it myself. Cycle of Madness.
Fire! I'm on your sex drive, blood! Why'd you run out on me?
Because you're not quite evil enough. Well, it's true. You're quasi-evil. You're semi-evil. You're the
Hard Rock Lunch Box
of evil. You're the Diet Coke of evil. Just one calorie, not evil enough.
Spoke with Sam Pollitt just the other day, and by spoke, I mean texted. She wished me good luck on Aaliyah. She said she was going to get back into things soon, so maybe we'll see her grace a stage one of these days.
And when the smoke clears and it's all said and done, you'll have to find another shoulder to lean on. I can't take any more weight than the brick blocks in my chest. And when the clouds clear up out of my lungs, I'll inhale fresh air.
Understand, nothing ever goes as planned.
Rule number three. You will not cry, or whine, or laugh, or giggle, or sneeze, or burp, or fart. So, no annoying sounds, right?
Does this count as annoying?
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Very.
Nice message about Aaliyah from my buddy Andrew over at Oren. This is what they sound like, if you forgot.
Down. Mr. Potter, our new celebrity. Tell me, what would I get if I added powdered root of asphodel to a
Hard Rock Lunch Box?
You don't know? Well, let's try again. Where, Mr. Potter, would you look if I asked you to find me a
Hard Rock Lunch Box?
I don't know, sir.
And what is the difference between
Hard Rock
and
Lunch Box?
I don't know, sir.
Pity. Clearly, fame isn't everything.
Of all the flaws, things are cut off.
So, I want to take a quick second before we get out of our local music block here. I want to thank anybody and everybody that has been streaming or otherwise listening to our new single, Aaliyah, on Spotify, on Apple Music, on everywhere you get music, but those two specifically, because those are those streams that I get to track. I know it's interesting for people from time to time to get like little peeks behind the curtain and see like what's doing what. I can tell you that Aaliyah, by a lot, is our fastest streaming single of all time. It took only 3 days to break 1,000, which is remarkable for a band that, you know, isn't really on the national stage anymore. We are already in the 2000s, according to today's numbers, so those should post by tomorrow. I forget, Spotify public posts are like, they're like 36 hours behind. And so basically it'll be over 2,000 in the first week. 2,000 plays and streams. So I just want to thank everybody that's helped us give that a listen. We are fortunate enough that, with Aaliyah included, the three singles that we put out so far have landed themselves on a couple of, I guess, big enough playlists where they pick up some stuff. I read a stat today that I had, it was 28 listeners, 28 brand new listeners in the past 7 days that found and liked Aaliyah and Rebel 9 because of Aaliyah. I don't know what that means. It doesn't sound like a lot, like in the scheme of things, but it sounds like a lot more than I had yesterday. Considering most local bands have like, you know, between 10 and like 100 monthly listeners, that's a big get. That's a big get for us. And I'm really happy about that. I'm really happy about that. It is streamed faster than both Side Out and Into the Afternoon combined. It's already beaten their combined 7 day total. So one song, less time, has already beaten their combined 7 day total. Now, I happen to think Aaliyah's is a really, it's a really special song to me. I happen to think it's a really, really good song. I think it was good enough that when we were in pre-production already, we decided to add it. We were going to just do three songs, then we decided to do a fourth, and the fourth was Aaliyah because it was feeling good. We were playing it. We played it live a couple times. The audience really, really responded to it, and I thought that would be something stupid to sleep on, so we didn't. So we released it. I will tell you, the lyric video for it is done. I am super impressed with the job the kid did on it. I am going to release that either next Friday or the Friday after it. And a lot's going to depend on other release schedules. I am expecting the lyric video for Into the Afternoon any minute now, so I might release that first and then push Aaliyah a little bit further along. And then I've got some other stuff I'm going to release around the single, just to sort of keep visibility up. But I was gonna talk about this before, but or later, or I was gonna do both. But I think just to avoid any particular conflicts with my band that could come up later, it's probably not worth going into a big long discussion about it. But I will say that we did have a big argument this week, and the gist of it really was. Or some of the gist of it, a lot of the gist of it, 60% of the gist of it, was the fact that my standards are apparently too high. My bar is too high. To which I admittedly completely lost my shit. I don't know if anybody's ever seen Eddie and the Cruisers, if I could just quote a really not great movie for a second. But there's a line in it right before Eddie sort of disappears. No, it's a 30-year-old movie at least, so if you don't know it, like, it's on you about the spoilers. But there's a line where he's arguing with one of his bandmates, and Eddie's just basically trying to do something great. He's trying to do this, you know, Seasons in Hell, this whole concept record. I'm not equating this to anything that I'm trying to do. but he's saying he's trying to do, he wants to do that. And his bandmate is like, you know, why do you want to do it? Like, we're just some boys from Jersey. And he goes, you know, we're not great. We're just this band from Jersey. And he's like, and Eddie turns to him and he says, if you can't be great, what's the point of doing it? Now, I haven't lived my life by that statement because it's just some dumb movie. I have embodied that statement my entire life. I have been trying to be great at what I do since I first picked up a guitar. I tried to do that because I was trying to impress my dad, because I have daddy issues. A lot of you guys have parent issues out there. You are not alone. I'm here to tell you right now today. I have tremendous daddy issues. I have horrendous abandonment issues. I have all that shit that made me the absolutely wonderful gem I am today to be around when you actually strike a match against those particular issues. But I am blessed with a God-given talent. I am a very good guitar player. It's turned out that after a million years of working at it, I'm a pretty good singer. But I think above all else, I'm a very good songwriter. And that's all conceit aside. I think I could put my songs up against anybody else's, and, you know, kind of like, there are definitely better songwriters than me, for sure, but I am a very good songwriter. And the reason that is true is because I have spent every opportunity to get better, to listen, to improve my craft, to make it as good as I possibly can. And I don't see any reason to not do that. I have made my peace with the fact that I'm not always going to be blessed with bandmates that share that. Generally speaking, I have bandmates that do share that, or producers that share that for sure. Like, I've had that in Eddie, my last producer, absolutely, 100% with Caggiano this time out. But in my band, I generally speaking have people that really do want to be great. And it's never really been a problem until somebody tells me that that is too much. Too much to expect, too much to ask. I don't ask for perfection. I've given up a lot to accept a lot, to be able to do what I'm currently able to do. It's more important to me to have a band and be able to perform and be able to do these things that allow me to continue on my journey, to be as great as I possibly. I really abhor when people get in my way and try and stop me from doing that. It's always bothered me. But nothing really bothers me more than telling me that there's just no point in being great. That's not worth the effort. That it's just too much. Because much like the movie, if you can't be great, what's the point? What's the point of even trying? In my opinion, there just isn't one. So I'm going to go ahead and continue to do that, and I'm going to continue to do as great as I can. I have new songs in the pipeline right now. I think some of them are possibly the best songs I've ever written, which for me as a songwriter is fantastic, because I'm always worried when that last one's coming. But I can tell you it's not going to be today. So that's good news for me, and that's good news for any fans of my writing and Rebel Nut. As I said, Aaliyah is our fastest streaming single to date. Maybe that'll be true forever. Maybe it'll only be true until Inside comes out in a few months. Maybe it'll only be true until Run Through Me gets released in a year or less. Maybe it'll only be true until Another Mistake Live comes out later this year. I don't really know. But it's a good goddamn song, and I am super proud of it. And I do know that the next thing I'm going to be releasing on YouTube, on the Rebel 9 page, if you want to check it out, is an unplugged performance I did of Aaliyah earlier this year for the Bimpy Awards. So you'll be able to hear it now, but if you want to hear it kind of whenever you want, just wait a couple weeks.
This is called Aaliyah. Follow me. Let's see everything that you've been told. Carefully no one knows but me the hell you own. You should run. You can heal. The suffering is all you've ever known. What you feel is moments held by you, you alone. They should run. Sound the alarm. They can run, but the damage is gone for darker. We know it's just no other way in me. Rather to be free than to see.
Today, but that's okay. We still got time for Mel's musical moment. It's actually not even all that bad of a musical moment this week. I mean, it's a little ridiculous, but it really was a big hit back in its day. And of course, there's always a good version attached to it. So why don't we have a little fun just for a minute and remember those little furry creatures amongst us, not the dogs, because they're awesome and they would never be smelly, but those cats, sometimes.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
Now, it has been mentioned lately, and I 100% agree, that a lot of my writing of recent material has been very heavily influenced by my continued listening to Slipknot, old and new. And I feel like that's probably got to change, otherwise I'm just going to just run myself into this kind of, like, rut. So, I feel like no more Slipknot, starting right now.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
You know, it's bands like All Time Low that make me really want to keep getting out of a car and pushing, because they just keep getting better and better and better. Although an argument could be made for the timeless classic that, like, really puts it all out there. Because, yeah, maybe it's not my weekend, but it's going to be my goddamn year. All right, I'm paraphrasing.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.
I want to take a quick second and congratulate Sweden for joining NATO. After their entire post-World War II stint of neutrality, it seems like they would be afraid of what's going on in Russia because they're smarter than your average Republican. MAGA ass. Jesus Christ. Christ. Defund NATO. Okay. Yeah, let's just turn our back on our allies because you're a selfish fucks. Sorry, I'm a little upset. I also got this song and I do not remember getting it at all. So I'm going to hope it's good. Let's fingers crossed, everybody. Fingers crossed. Let's do that. Every on count of three. Everybody finger crossed. One, two. It's Era. Cure. Starting out well. That's good. Ominous. Ominous. Fingers still crossed. Ominous. Righteous.
Hard. Rock. Lunch. Box.
That sound means only one thing. It is indeed time for your weekly Craving of the Week. Craving announcing that they are indeed playing the Pathmaker CD release show out in Port Jefferson. Yeah, Port Jefferson on March 30th. Details, I'm sure, will be on cravingstrange.net. There, at the very least, anywhere you can find Pathmaker information. Feel free to give that a shot. I don't know what their show schedule is this year. I know that we don't have anything booked together for the entire year so far, so I don't know. Don't hold your breath for that one, I guess. And, yeah, so it is time. We're going not all the way back into the vault, but, you know, maybe in the front shelf of the vault, like just inside the door. But we do have to open the vault door to get this one. And that's okay, because you might do the same for me if I asked you to or sang a song about it.
You
Lunch Box.
Yeah, man, say what you want about Warren. That song was killer back in the day. Still a good song. Great. Really well done. Well, that does bring us to the end of yet another Hard Rock Lunchbox. I want to thank everybody in the sound of my voice for giving some time up on your Thursday to spend it here with us and listening to some of the stuff that I had to say, for just being part of the all-around good time that is this Thursday afternoon thing that we do. So thank you. This is for you. Fully expect to be here in a week minus 2 hours and doing it all again. We'll kind of just see what kind of nonsense and trouble we can get into if you're all down. In the meantime, this seemed kind of dance worthy. Hope you have yourselves a really great week and a really great weekend. It is supposed to clear up a little more rain on the weekend, but it's supposed to clear up, get a little bit warmer. I might even get my ass on the soccer pitch by Wednesday. Who knows? But I'll let you know next week in the box.
Hard Rock Lunch Box.